everyone, and welcome to Lid Radio's new podcast. Today, this is episode 8, and we are with Simone Anderson. We're talking to you from Waterstones in Piccadilly, where Simone, the author of the networking book, has just finished one of her masterclasses in cognitive networking. So Simone is a journalist and has a master's degree in media studies. She's worked for many years at the Danish Broadcasting Corporation as an editor and talk show host, so is naturally an expert in business networking and building relationships. My name is Jazz Berry, and I'm with Charlotte Hutchinson, my colleague, and she'll be my co-host today. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi, Jazz. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
Good. And how are you, Simone?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Great.
It's nice lovely. To be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Thanks for joining us. So I'll just pass over to Charlotte now and start asking some questions.
Thank you. So firstly, Simone, could you give us sort of a brief introduction into networking 2.0?
Yes. It's another way to think about networking than you're used to. Normally, it's about to have a huge network. We're always talking about getting new contacts and handle out business cards and things like that. And a lot of people started to tell me that they used a lot of time and some a lot of money, and they didn't think they get so much out of it. They put a lot into it, a lot of time, and they didn't think it didn't work for them.
Yeah.
So I was just thinking something is wrong here. So I went to some big universities and some very good people who knows a lot about how to handle this. And they told me that's just been recently a new studies about that normally about 90% of us are not able to handle more than about 100 to 230 contacts. And I mean, normally we have about 2,000 to 5,000 because we have the one on the social media and we have the one face to face. So of course there is some mismatch about what we are able to handle and what we are trying to do. So that's what networking version 2.0 is about. It's about to take all the new science into this and say, how can we handle it? How do we turn this around so we will have and effective and successfully networking? And that's what the book about. It's about 50 tips to be a better networker.
Yeah, because I think networking is just a buzzword that kind of floats around, and your book sort of actually tells you what you can do with that rather than just let's go networking. It's actually, you know, now we've got a guide for that as well.
Yes.
So do you think networking is one of the key skills that, say, a traditional MBA wouldn't teach you?
Yes, really.
Yeah.
I mean, you put a lot of young people into the business market and you haven't told them the most important thing in life. That is to have your networks, that is to have helpers, that is to have some people who can entertain you, who can introduce you, who can tell you how to do this. And have connections so you can rely on them and use them. But nobody is learning that. And that's a big problem, I think, that it's so difficult, and a lot of people, about 95% of us, just hate to get into a room and get in touch with people, try to give them some questions and things like that. We just feel so awkward.
Yeah, it's that, daunting.
Yeah, it's just, we hate it. So a lot of people are just entering a room and they don't like to be there. And they look like, I don't want to be here. And we know from attitude that if you look like a person who don't want to be here, nobody is going to talk to you because we want to go to a success. So if you look like a person, yes, I've really been enjoying being here and I'm looking forward to talk to all those people I don't know. If you put that attitude on and you give a smile, a lot of people will come over to you and talk to you because you look like a nice person. And it makes people so much, it makes it so much easier for people to enter a room. And that's a simple tip.
Yeah.
How to do that, how to enter a room.
Okay, so what do you think is the best thing you've achieved in your career through networking?
If we're talking about the new way of networking version 2.0, it's my new book, because it's based on this concept.
Yeah.
So, when, and the concept is about having a vision. You have to know what are you going to use your network for. And I made a vision 1.5 years ago.
Yeah.
And I wrote down that I would like to publish a book in English, and I would like it to go worldwide about networking. And when I put that on paper, half a page,
mm-hmm.
and then I went out to use what I call nodal points. It's people who have a lot of contacts.
Yeah.
And I contacted one of my best nodal points in Denmark and asked him if he could help me. He couldn't help me himself,
mm-hmm.
but he knew a person over here in England, and he introduced me to her.
Yeah.
And she introduced me further, and then it went on, and suddenly I was with a person who knew some publisher here in London, that he said, we can trust them, my point, my nodal point there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got in contact with Lit Publishing, and from there, it was easy.
Yeah.
It took exactly 1 year and 1 day from I've been written my desire, my goal, until the book was just in the bookstores.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was almost impossible. It was really difficult to find, for me from Denmark, to find a publisher I could trust
mm-hmm.
in England. So now the book is out, and I think that's very good. And
yeah.
I know every time I have a goal, I put it into this technique
yeah.
and work from there, and I'm going to be very focused on what I want
mm-hmm.
and achieve what I want.
Yeah.
So it's very, very effective, and it's a very good way to have success, even if you want a new job, if you want an education, if you want to do something special. Just put it into a vision, a goal,
mm-hmm.
and use nodal points after that to
yeah.
make it through.
Yeah, so the networking book is actually a very good example of networking 2.0.
Yes.
Yeah.
It really is.
Mm. Yeah, I like that. Okay, and so with your breadth of knowledge and expertise in this area, did you find it quite difficult to narrow it down to just 50 tips?
No.
No?
I could have made 80 easily, but I think it was, for me, it was very easy to do it this way.
Mm.
You know, it's easy to read the book and take the tips out, and you can have it in your basket and just take it up and read
mm-hmm.
the part you want just
yeah.
now. Are you entering a room? You can go into the book and just pick up a tip and
yeah.
suit that case. So for me, it was easy because I'm a journalist
mm.
and I normally work in headlines. And this is a book with a lot of headlines, you can say, and
mm.
a lot of points. So you can easily go through this. You don't have to read a lot of pages to get the point of a tip. You can
mm.
just go into it and read 2 pages, and it's easy, and go and use it.
Mm-hmm.
And because there is exercises too. So you're just on the way when you have wrote those 2 pages.
Mm. Yeah.
So it was easy for me, but I think it's because I'm a journalist, it was really a good way for me to express myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to narrow it down even further. What brief top tips would you give someone like me who finds it incredibly daunting to walk into a room and start networking?
Yes. I think the first thing you have to do is to tell yourself, I decided to go to this event
mm-hmm.
or this party.
Yeah.
And then you can, before you entering the door, try to visualize what is behind the door. What can I expect to be behind the door? So you visualize that
yeah.
before you are just entering the room, so you don't look surprised when you're opening the door.
Yeah.
Another thing you can do is to prepare some small talk questions.
Mm-hmm.
If you have 3 small talk questions and you have prepared them, so if you tell yourself, I would like to go to this event, really, I would like to use 2 hours in this room now, and maybe there is no people I know, so I have to go in there and
mm-hmm.
start a talking, but I have my small talk questions
yeah.
and I know I have the right attitude
yeah.
and just walk into the room. Don't walk along the walls, just a meter or two from the walls, mm-hmm. and find some of the people who are standing alone themselves. Mm. That's what we call easy birds, because if a person is standing alone, there is low status. So if you walk over to that person,
yeah.
you will together have high status,
okay,
and you
yeah.
feel much better. Mm. And then you use your small talk questions and get into talk to that person.
Mm.
And maybe it's just a wonderful talk you are having and you're giving out your business cards or whatever, or it's not so funny. If it's not so funny, just have the conversation, stay there for some minutes, and then you say, thank you so much. Give a good handshake, that's important. Mm-hmm. Look into the eyes and say, thank you, it was very nice to meet you. I hope I'll see you another time. And then you walk to the next single bird. Mm-hmm. In that perspective, you don't use and you don't miss the time,
yeah.
but you have good conversations, because suddenly there is a good person to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly you know some people in the room and you feel more confident.
Yeah.
So that's a start into a room and a way where you can raise your confidence when you are going for events
mm-hmm.
and things like that.
Yeah. Okay, so in the masterclass that you just gave, going beyond the initial small talk, you spoke a little bit about parallel talking. Could you expand on that a bit more for the podcast,
mm-hmm.
please?
Yes. Parallel talk is when you're meeting some people, maybe I can give an example. I'm meeting a colleague.
Mm-hmm.
She's just really obsessed and telling about she's just been on holiday and there's been a lot of mosquitoes. And she's telling me that story, but it brings something into my mind, because
mm-hmm.
it's a few weeks ago, I've been to Nepal,
mm-hmm.
and I was in attack with some rhinos. So I tell that story
mm-hmm.
instead of responding to her mosquitoes.
Yeah.
So I'm telling that, and she's thinking, oh no, she's not going to run with that story. So she's going back to the mosquitoes and saying they were very, very dangerous because they were infected or something like that.
Yeah.
So we were almost in a danger. And I think I was in a danger too with the rhinos. So I have to tell that. That's parallel talk.
Yeah.
And we use that very, very much when we're talking with each other, because we have so much to tell,
yeah.
and we're focused on ourselves.
Mm.
So if you want to create the good atmosphere around you, then you are not doing parallel talk.
Yeah.
Then you are trying to be a good listener. You are asking questions into the person you're talking to,
mm-hmm.
and give it space and make the person relax and tell the story. Because when the person finished telling his or her story, she would ask you, but haven't you been on holidays too?
Yeah.
And then I can tell my story. And it makes it so much better to talk, because in 5 minutes you can tell and you can develop, even if it's not holidays we're talking about. Maybe it's because you want a new job.
Mm-hmm.
And I can ask you, what kind of job do you want?
Yeah.
Do you know some people who can help you? What do you do to get in close to that? And things like that. And
mm-hmm.
you're feeling, oh, it's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's so nice to be asked questions, because now I feel I'm important.
Yeah.
My area, my wish is important. And that's what it's all about when you're talking about networking. Making a good atmosphere with the person you're talking to.
Yeah.
So you can try that in your normal life, even when you're not networking, but give that space to other people and make them feel comfortable, make them have the time to explain what they want, what their wish is. You'll be very popular. And if you look at people who are very successful in the world, we've been looking at some of the highest persons in the world,
mm-hmm.
they are very good at this.
Yeah.
Normally they are not speaking about themselves,
mm-hmm.
but they are listening and learning from that,
mm-hmm.
because you can learn a lot when people are talking about what is in this area, what is difficult in this area, why is it difficult
mm-hmm.
to find a new job, and things like that.
Yeah.
So that's what the rich, the popular, the successful people are doing.
Well, that allows for more productive talking, doesn't it? Because
yeah.
you're focused on the other person, and then you can also be thinking in the back of your mind whilst asking them questions and listening to them, what out of their story can they help me with? Maybe
yes.
I can help them with parts of theirs, but maybe they can help me with parts of ours.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely see how that would be, how successful people speak.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Simone. There's a lot of tips that I'm definitely going to be taking away from this morning and from this podcast.
Yeah.
I hope everyone else has got some tips as well. I just have one final question for you that we ask everybody that comes on the podcast, and that's, what are you reading at the moment?
I'm reading the books from the Concise series, to be
good.
Honest.
Good,
and
good.
I like the storytelling book very much.
Yeah,
I think it's very good, and it learned me a lot, because storytelling is a part of networking.
Yeah,
yes, it's close
are.
To.
Yeah.
And you have to be a good storyteller when you are working with this, or it expand your possibilities if you're a good storyteller.
Yeah.
So that's my favorite at the moment. But all the books,
brilliant.
I think they are giving, because it's so concentrated and it's so easy to read. So I'm trying to get through all the books at the moment.
Yeah, I'm learning a lot from them, to be honest, as well.
Yeah, so that's our Concise Advice series, which has got 12 books in it at the moment. So yeah, definitely give those a read if you haven't seen them yet.
Okay, thank you, Simone, for joining
us
today.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Okay, so thank you, everyone, for joining us for this episode of LID Radio, talking about the networking book by Simone Anderson. You can find more details about Simone and about the book, which is part of the LID Publishing's Concise Advice series, in the description below. Also at lidpublishing.com or at LID Publishing on Twitter. And thenetworkingcompany.com, and also Simone's English blog, which is strategics.dk, www.strategisk.dk. So if you'd like to learn more about Simone's speaking engagements, you can find her on www.lidspeakers.com. She does various talks around Europe, and you can find all her details on there. If you have anything in mind that you'd like to book her for, then definitely look into that. Thank you.
Thank you.